This program is made possible by the members of the Church Street Baptist Church in Greensboro, North Carolina.
I want you to take your Bible and go to the book of Psalms 145. Psalms 145, I want you to look at a couple of verses tonight. I want to talk to you for just a minute on the phrase. Last week I talked about what it is in the Hebrew, that phrase, hallelujah. But tonight I want to look at it in the English. I want to talk to you tonight on praise ye the Lord. Psalm 145, and verse number 1 tonight. The Bible says this, I will extol thee, O my God, my King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty works. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. For those of you this past week that feel like you've messed up, I would circle that verse as handedly as I could, because the Lord is gracious, full of compassion. He is slow to anger and of great mercy. Verse 9, the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him. Now watch this phrase. But all the wicked he will destroy. The Lord preserveth all them that love him. My mouth, verse 21, shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. If you look in Psalm 146, you don't have to read it. We're not going to read it. But if you'll notice at the beginning of Psalm chapter 146, as I said, you begin in that chapter, chapter 146, 147, 148, 149, 150, it begins and ends with that phrase, hallelujah, or praise ye the Lord. Those are commands. Psalm 145, though, it is the declaration of David, and he's telling all people why they ought to participate in Psalm 146 through Psalm 150. As if anybody would ask, David, why should I read Psalm 146 and sing all the way through 150? He gives them Psalm 145, and he gives all the reasons as to why he ought to praise the Lord. It's written by David. What's interesting, if you look at Psalm 145, if you look beginning in verse 1 down through verse 21, how many verses are there? There's 21 verses. Okay, that was a pretty simple question. I'm gonna go back. How many verses are in this chapter? There are, say it with me, 21. Thank you, Jesus, for what I just experienced. I am very nervous about the rest of this message. If you notice there's 21 verses, that's because it follows a Hebrew acrostic. You remember an acrostic? It's where you take letters. Say, if, for instance, the word is love, and you describe the word love by the letters L-O-V-E, and there, that's how you begin it. And that's how this psalm is written. But if you remember, in Hebrew letters, those acrostics from verse 1 to verse 21 follows the Hebrew acrostic, beginning with the word Aleph, the letter Aleph in the Hebrew, and it ends with the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. But if you remember in your Hebrew, I'm sure many of you took your Hebrew books out before you left the house. If those of you that remember, I have said it before, there are 22 Hebrew letters. But yet there are only 21 verses. That's because when David writes the acrostic, he begins at Aleph and goes all the way to the end of the Hebrew alphabet, but he leaves out one letter. It's the Hebrew letter Nun, N-U-N. It's the Hebrew letter N from which we get the letter N. Now, what's interesting, if you remember last week, I told you that every Hebrew letter has a word picture that is associated with that letter. The Hebrew letter Nun that David leaves out of here, it has the word picture of being a seed planted in the soil. Something that is hidden. Something that is not seeable. Something that the eye cannot catch. There's a reason David left that out of this chapter. Here's why. Because David is beginning an acrostic on praise. Beginning an acrostic on how you are to worship the Lord. Beginning an acrostic how you are to extol and magnify the name of God Almighty. And this is what he knows. He knows that praise is never to be hidden in the dirt. Praise is never to be beyond eyesight. God desires his people to praise him out in the open. God desires his people to praise him with things that can be seen. He desires people, and his people especially, to praise him with hands that people can see, with voices that people can hear, with things that people can notice, because God wants his praise to be seen. I have heard people say, but preacher, I'm a closet prayer. You may be a closet prayer, but you'll never be a closet praiser. Because Thomas Merton said this, praise is cheap, therefore everybody can afford to do it. Therefore, in our day, you that cannot sing can praise the Lord. You that cannot preach can praise the Lord. Sadly, in our day, praise has become very cheap and cheapened. People do things that God himself would not ever condone. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll promise you this. Praise will never be attractive to the world. God will never make his people praise him in a way that the world walks away and says, boy, aren't those lovely people? They will walk away and they will say, God in heaven, those people are nutcases and they are out of their ever-loving mind. Here is where we are in this day, and I preach this to you because I believe in my heart that our church and many of you are on the cusp of seeing God pop the top of your spiritual walk and God break open what he is trying to do in so many of you. And there's some of you, and I have walked this valley and this road myself, and this is the mindset that we have. I want all of God, and I want to fit in with the world. Now, I'm not talking about jukeboxing and jip jumping and all that stuff. I'm talking about I want to please God, and then I want to be able to go into work on Monday, and everybody just think I'm the greatest person that ever lived. Can I promise you something? It never can happen. God does not play fair. God does not play where you can have all of you on Sunday and then somebody else can have all of you on Monday. Our God is a jealous God. And what happens where many of you are at tonight, I promise you where you're at, is you are trying to say, God, I want all of you. And I'm not talking about beer drinking. I'm not talking about joint smoking. I'm not talking about that kind of world. I'm talking about that thing where you can be happy on Sunday and go out into the world and everybody be happy. happy and joke and say their things around your money. No. What God will do when you start saying, God, I want all of you. I want every ounce of you. I want you to have all of me. I want you to take me. I want you to fill me. What God will do to you, I promise you, is at some point the Holy Ghost Himself will make you embarrass your flesh. At some point, honey, you will have to embarrass your flesh. Why? Because your flesh needs to know who the boss is. You say, preacher, give me an example. I'm sitting in a theater, Country Tonight Theater in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. I am surrounded by church folk on my left and on my right. Now look, I came from a good church, but if you know my church, they're very dignified people. My pastor is a very dignified man. I love him with all of my heart. He would praise the Lord, but honey, he was not what I'd call a Comanche screamer. No. I'm talking about old-fashioned Holy Ghost, bobby pins flying, handkerchief waving, Holy Ghost shout is what I'm talking about. And all of a sudden, I'm in the Country Tonight Theater. I'm 20 years old, I believe. Maybe 19 years old. And I'm sitting in the Country Tonight Theater. And I mean, the place is jam-packed, 1,500 people. My mother was there. My grandmother was there. And I mean, jam-packed. Friday night, Ralph Sexton Jr. gets up and I mean, preaches on the tsunami of sin. The tsunamis in Indonesia had just happened. He got up and preached. And I'm talking in the glory glow of God Almighty and preached on the tsunami of sin. And that choir got up. He showed a video at the end of that thing, and it was of His Hearts with Hands ministry. You know what I'm talking about, Scott? His Hearts with Hands ministry. And they had gone into the tsunami zone, and they had rented helicopters and had airlifted people out. And while they had that video playing, they had the song, I Will Rise Above the Tempest Till the Storm Passes By. And man, those people were right. I feel goosebumps and God bumps all over me sitting here talking about it. And I was sitting on that pew, and that song got to playing on there. And I mean, people got happy in the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about old-fashioned Baptist shouting. I'm talking about what our forefathers used to be. I'm talking about the glow of God on their soul. And man, they got to shouting, and I looked to the left and people were shouting, and I looked to the right and people were shouting, and I'm looking on my pew, and most of those people, they're raising their hand. They're looking halfway dignified, but something inside of my soul, it slapped me upside the head and said, shout, son, shout. I thought in my head, I said, ain't no way I ain't shouting. You can't get me to shout. I'll never shout. I said, I'm fitting in at the McLeansville Baptist Church. I'm fitting in with Dr. Reverend Jack Lemons. He said, shout, son, or I'll never pass by you again. Shout, son. All of a sudden, before I knew it, I was clapping like an Apache Indian. I was hooping, hollering as if Comanche had just walked into my tent and I was doing war with him. I didn't exactly know what I was doing, but I knew this. I wanted God to be happy with me. I wanted God to be pleased with me. I knew God had put that in my heart to shout. And that day, that night, yes, I did get some strange looks from this side, and I got some strange looks from that side, but I got a good look topside, honey, and he looked down my way and said, this is my son in whom I am pleased. And ever since then, there have been times in my journey when I'm trying to go a step higher with God, and I'm trying to go to another rung of the ladder with God, and I'm trying to walk in a new level with God, and God will have me do something that will embarrass my flesh. So the flesh knows. It may not be shouting for you. For you, it may be give so-and-so $20. But God, that's my golfing money. God, that's my shopping money. Do it or I'm out of here. You say, but preacher, he's ever with us. Yeah, how many of you men know your wife can be married to you and not be in good fellowship? Somebody say amen right there. That's how the Holy Ghost works. You grieve him one time, he'll walk away from you. You say, when did it happen last time? Well, the last time God told me to embarrass my flesh, I was sitting right here. Dwayne, I'm going to slide your Taylor guitar over. I did not break it. It is sitting right there. Fine. I'm sitting right here, and all of a sudden, it was a Sunday morning. Chad and Katie were up there singing. And they were singing, Who is Refreshing? Like a Precious Jesus was the song they were singing. No. My wife and Katie were up there singing, I have been blessed. God is so good to me. Arms that will raise. And the Holy Ghost, just as sure as I'm sitting here, I do not care. I think we've crossed the bridge where I do not care what you think about me. You say you're crazy. You're probably more right than you are wrong, but anyways, I was sitting here and the Holy Ghost said, stand up on that piano bench and raise your hands up in the air. You know what? I've been down this road long enough to know you don't backtalk God just like you don't backtalk your grandma if you want them biscuits and cornbread. Say amen right there. I said, that's fine, Holy Ghost. I stood up on this bench. I raised my hand. I wasn't afraid. You say, what if you fell? Well, then I guess I'd have landed on an angel head. Say amen right there. All I knew is the Holy Ghost had asked me to embarrass my flesh by praising His name. And what many of you are fighting right now is you can't figure out, why, God, can I not get all of you? I just felt the Holy Ghost bump in my soul right now. Somebody is fighting on that, and you're saying, God, I want to go higher with you. God, I want to go deeper with you. God, I want to do something. I want to go. But what you're fighting is, what will people think? Can I tell you something? You can't worry about what people think. People are going to die and go into that grave just like you're going to die and go into that grave, and they're going to stand before their Maker, the God of glory, and they're going to face Him face to face. And when I stand before God face to face and look God in the eyeballs with flames of fire shooting out of both of His eye sockets and hair white as wool, I want to stand there. There's enough in my past I'm going to be ashamed of. There's enough in my past I don't want Him to bring up in my face. I dare not want Him to bring up in my face, son. Why did you make man happy and made me heartbroken? I want God to say, son, everybody thought you were crazy. Who do they think's crazy now? I want Him to say, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. Ladies and gentlemen, there are many of you, and there, I'm telling you, inside of this building right now, there is some shout in this building. There is some praise in this building. There's some prayers in this building. There's some women. I know we don't wear a lot of bobby pins anymore, but some of you got so much hairspray in there, you're going to be flaking for weeks when God gets done with you. Here's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you, some of you are fighting battles with your own flesh that God never intended you to fight. He's wanting you to get a hold of Him and say, I don't care what anybody thinks. I'll lift both of my hands up. I'll stand on top of my head. This is what I know. There's a God in heaven, and He wants His people to praise Him. He wants them to do it outwardly. He wants them to do it openly. You say, but I don't want to be a hypocrite. We already know what you look like, dress like, walk like, talk like. We see you on Facebook. Here's what I'm saying. You get up and talk about how good you are, how great you are, I'll know you're a hypocrite. But if you'll stand up and you'll do like the rest of us and say, you know what, there's nothing good about old T-Bone right here, but I got a good God pumping in my soul, and He saved me from my sin, and He wrote my name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's when God said, I don't care what you've done, where you've been. That's what God is looking for, people that will praise the Lord. I got five things. I'm going to give them to you very quickly. They're shorter than that part was. Number one, let me give you this. What is praise? I wrote this down this afternoon. Write this down. What is praise? It's an outward expression of an inward confession. What you are thinking on the inside, praise is nothing more than vocalizing or showing it. What is praise? Praise is when you hear the song on the radio and it makes you think about how good God's been to you. You know, on the inside, he just, you know what I'm talking about, just wails up. You don't get that from Hank Williams Jr. I don't care how many jukeboxes he's propped up, honey. You won't get that from him. But man, them McCameys get on there. Some of those new songs get on there. Some of them old songs get on there. And it starts welling up inside of you. And it starts burning inside of you. And you remember where you were the day God saved you. And you remember where you were the day God pulled you out of darkness into His marvelous light. And you remembered when you didn't have two pennies to rub together. And you remember when it was just you and them babies and you didn't have pork and beans, didn't have anything to give them, and God gave you a bucket of groceries. You remember what it was like when that boy walked across that stage on that high school graduation. His daddy wouldn't come around, but it was just you and God that got him through. You remember what it was like the day your son or your daughter came down to an old-fashioned altar and gave their heart to Jesus Christ. You remember what it was like the day that your husband got saved, your wife got saved, and your family got put back together. You remember what it was like whenever you got out of that dead mess, that dead church, and got in a place where you could once again feel the Holy Ghost of God and once again feel the moving of the sweet Spirit of God. You remember what it was like inside that car, in your bedroom, in your shower, wherever it was. You know what you do? Right there, that's when you lift your hands up, or you just say, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, bless you, Holy Ghost. That's what praise is. Praise is just expressing outwardly what you are confessing inwardly. Let me give you five things. Number one, the sound of praise. Look at verse 1 and verse 2. There's three different phrases. He says, number one, I will extol thee. Then he says, I will bless thy name. Then in verse 2, it says, I will praise thy name. Three different Hebrew words. The first word, I will extol thee. It's the Hebrew word, ruam, and this is what it means. It means to stand up. He says, I will stand up. You know, whenever somebody honorable comes into a room, everybody will rise from their feet, rise from their seat. You know what I'm talking? That's what that word means. David said, God, when you walk in, I will show the honor and respect you deserve. Whenever you praise, that's why I cannot stand a lot of this mess that's being put out by many churches. It's a bunch of hip, hip, hooray. I don't knock people. I don't blow people down. But I will say this. If you've got to have a light show and smoke and screens to get in the mood to worship the thrice holy God of heaven, you probably don't know the Father, Son, or the Holy Ghost. And you need to get in touch with the Son and know the Father through the Holy Ghost. Because I know this. I don't need lights and I don't need smoke and I don't need screens to know that God is good and God is wonderful. And God is holy. I don't knock people. If that's what they do, that's what they do. But I know this. I know God's big enough, and sometimes He'll show up and show out and show off, and that's all I need. And when I do that, what that means is I rise and stand at attention. That's why sometimes you'll see people, and this I call it getting the stiff board in Jesus' name. They can't explain why. They just know that something has hit them from the bottom of their feet, and like helium, it's just blown everything up. You know what that is? That is that inward feeling, I will extol thee. Then look at what he says. He says, I will bless thy name. That word bless there, it's the Hebrew word barak, and it literally means to bend the knee. That's why sometimes when you praise the Lord, sometimes people stand up. Other times people just have to kneel down. Sometimes you'll see them. They'll come to the altar. That's what that means. It means I will bless thy name. Then look in verse number 2. It says, every day I will bless thee. Same word, barak. And I will praise thy name. Praise. Praise, praise. What is that? I feel like we studied that a little bit last week. It's the Hebrew word halal. We get the word hallelujah from it. You know what that means? It means to get silly. It means to get boastful. It means to get loud. It means to get big. David said this, I will praise thy God. I'll get downright foolish. I'll get downright this. I'll get downright X. I will absolutely get over the top. I'll get arrogant about your name. That's why some people, and I know that some of you are brand new in this and you've come out of churches that didn't have this, or maybe you've gotten saved and you've never been around this. But I can remember back in my early, I've talked about Rob Edwards. I've gotten slapped wall-eyed in the Holy Ghost a time or two myself. And all I know is sometimes all you can do is jump up and shout. All you can do is run around. All you can do is praise the Lord. You can't explain it. You don't know. You just know there's something inside of you like a pressure cooker. You've got to get out. You've got to express it in a way in which if you don't get it out, you will explode or grieve God. Now watch this. Can I ask you a question? Which one's better than the rest? Extolling, praising, or blessing? How many of you would say praising? Halal is better. Now don't be ashamed. Thank you. Thanks, Frankie. How many of you would think blessing, barak, is better? Okay? None. How many of you would think that the first one, extolling, is better? Okay. How many of you think they all the same? Well, if you raised your hand, some of you raised it twice. I'm pretty sure some of you raised it four times. I'm telling you. Here's what I'm telling you. When God doesn't express one higher than the other, every single one are acceptable and the same to God. That's the person on the aisle, on the front row, and they can't do anything. They just cry. They just cry. Somebody asked Brother Bob one time. They said, why don't you shout? He said, God ain't told me to. Say amen right there. But if you ever look up here at Bob, honey, it just running down his cheeks. Will you say, what is that? I'll tell you what it is. He got head first in the nectar of heaven. He done went down in the buttercups of glory and the nectar got on him and it's just run out of his eyeballs. Some of you can't help but just praise. You just raise your hands. Some of you, you start crying. Some of you get like me and you start stomping and you start shouting. Some of you need to get right and say what God, do what God has told you to do. Some of you try to, you do this. I see, God in heaven, I see some things up here on this pulpit. If I ever retire, I'm going to write a book about some of you. I won't name you, but I won't claim you either. And I'm seeing you up there and I'm telling you, it's getting thick. They're up here singing about, I just wanted you to know when God made dry ground. And you're doing this number. You're doing this number right here. You're doing this number right here. You're looking around. You're doing this number right here. And you're acting like you pulled out of dirt water or something like that out of your eyeball. Why? Why? It's because you're having that battle with the flesh, honey. This is what you need to do. The next time them Holy Ghost tears start rolling down your face, you know what you need to do? Say, pour it on Jesus. Pour it on Holy Ghost. Just keep on sopping me away, sweet God of glory. You say, what do I do the next time? I ought to praise the Lord. I'll tell you what you ought to do. You ought to get up off of your feet, lift both hands to the heavens, and praise the Lord. You say, what if it's dead as a hammer? You may be the reason it's dead as a hammer. God is poking and prodding you to get the thing going, and it's waiting on you, honey. You say, what are people going to think? I done told you. They already think you're crazy. They already think you're not right. Why don't you just give them a reason to think you're crazy and let the sweet God of glory look down your way and say, that right there is my child. That right there is my boy. That right there is my girl. They hadn't forgotten what I've done for them. They hadn't forgotten where I brought them from. They hadn't forgotten how good I've been to them. And they just want to let somebody know. They want to lift up their hands. They want to say, praise the Lord. You say, what do I say? I don't know. Say, bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Bless them, Lord. I've even heard some of them old timers get in and go, You say, what is that? I call that moaning in the minors, is what the old timers used to call it, and they didn't know what to say. All they knew is it was something on the inside that had to get to the outside, and it was so holy on the inside, they had to let it out on the outside, and they couldn't do anything but let the sweet air of heaven blow across their windpipes and just say, You say, what do I do if I feel like doing that? Whatever God tells you to do, honey, as long as it's in English, and as long as it honors the good God of glory, honor God and praise the Lord. I know what some of you are thinking. People will see it on live stream. Listen to me. Listen, hear me now and hear me well. There are 5,000 times more people that are hungry for what you are passing up. And what we easily blow off, somebody in some church is saying, oh God, will you revive the bones? And they look in here every Sunday. Preachers call me, preachers text me. I don't know how many people start texting me. I get up about 4 o'clock on Mondays and every other day for that matter. And by the time I've gotten up, there are people that have texted me all through the night. And they're watching our service and they're listening to our choir. I've got young pastors, brothers and sisters. And they've got young wives and they've got young churches. And they're not great, large, huge churches. They're little churches. And if they've got 15 people that show up, they think it's a great Sunday, but they're doing their best. And they come in and nobody says anything. Nobody gives a preacher a holy grunt. Nobody gives the preacher a holy hallelujah. Nobody even gives a holy hoot. And they just sit there and that preacher gets up and he gives everything he's got. He puts his tonsils on the back wall, gives his heart, and they just rip it out. They don't say anything. But honey, he gets in and he comes home and he turns on our service on live stream. Some of them turn it on the TV and they say, my God, preacher, what do I have to do to get God like that at my church? And I say, son, I don't have any idea. You just start praying, let the people pray, and God will show up. And this is what they say. They say, preacher, you think he'll show up at my church? I said, buddy, if he showed up at my church, he'll show up at your church. Here's what I say. I say, if the good God of eternity comes by your way and tells you to shout, you better shout. If he tells you to run, you better run. If he tells you to swing from a chandelier, you better get your stepladder and start climbing up there. What if God tells me to cry? Then cry. What if God tells you to smile? Then smile. What if God tells me to bow my head and start praying? Bow your head and start praying. What do I do, preacher? You honor God by listening to God and follow God no matter what anybody thinks. You say, I don't want to be a part of that kind of church. Still works. I've been around too many dead people. I've been around too many dead churches. I've been around too many dead places. When God starts breathing CPR in a place, here's what I say. You receive that life. You say, God, whatever you've got to do, shake the devil out of me. Shake hell out of me. I want to be on fire for God. Ladies and gentlemen, there are people in this building right now. God's working in your heart. And somewhere along the way, he's told you what to do. Don't fight it, children. Don't fight it. I know what the devil's told you. He's told you nobody will think anything of you. Everybody's, it doesn't matter. He's a liar. And you may be the key that is keeping the door closed. But oh my. Can I tell you something, brothers and sisters? I love it. Love it when my mother is pleased with me. I love it when my wife is pleased with me. But when I know that God is smiling upon me, there are very few things that I could even begin to vocalize to explain what that is. I'm not even going to try to get to this, but I do want to get to my last little point. It's in verse 4. I want to show you something in verse 4. I want you to notice what this says. One generation shall praise thy works to another generation, and shall declare thy mighty acts. Now, here's what strikes me about that. Here's what strikes me. One generation, that's a group of people. That's a period of time. So one generation shall praise the Lord's name and shall praise to another generation. Now, here's a problem. Let's say we're all a generation right here. You with me? We're all a generation. Not everybody in this building is going to praise the Lord. I'm not an idiot. And you know that. There's going to be people, and they're just going to do whatever they want to do. But this is what's interesting. The generation to come is not defined by those few who don't. It is defined by the few who do. Watch this. You with me? Watch this. If you're with me, say amen. Okay. Watch this. I'm 19 years old. I'm sitting in the Country Tonight Theater. Boys, I'm talking wall-eyed in the Holy Ghost. There's only a few people in this building know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about flat slap in another world. I'm talking about so real, so holy, you can't even put it into words. Side note, they've asked our choir to come sing at that revival next year up at the Smoky Mountain Gospel Jubilee. So remind me about that. Joe asked me about that the other day. Thank you, Jesus. Anyways, I can see that next year, the week it comes, Monday. I'm going to say, y'all ready? Anyways. Yeah. What was I talking about? Wall-eyed in the Holy Ghost. And I was sitting there. Boys, I'm sitting there. You ready? About like y'all are. Normal. Just sitting there. Ready for the service to be over. Waiting, you know, go see what's next, right? Then all of a sudden, as I'm sitting there, I don't know who it was, got caught up in the glow. I don't have any idea who it was. I don't know where she came from, where they came from. All I know is I felt and heard the hoop from another world. And I mean, got to shouting, got to praising God. Before I knew it, somebody else did. And then somebody else did. And there may have been 40 people praising the Lord, but in a room of 1,500? That's not that many. What is 40 among 1,500? Except to a little 19-year-old preacher boy wondering, does it go any deeper, God? Does it go any deeper? I don't remember what 1,460 people did that night, but I've been forever changed by what 40 did.
Amen.
Forever altered. I'll never be the same. And now my generation has been altered by that generation. Do you know why many in your generation do not understand that language of this, what I'm talking about? Here's why. It's not your fault. A generation before you never taught it to you. There are so many of you in this building. It's not you're a bad person, a sinful person. You've just never been around it. Am I right about it? You've just never seen it. Never been around it. People start talking about the Holy Ghost. They talk about the Holy Spirit as if He's a doctrine, not a person. You know what I'm talking about. Me and Jamie, we talked about that. Hey, look, it's not your fault. It's just the way that God... But listen, God now has you in a place where the glow comes. It's not all it's ever going to be. I'm telling you, the glow, if we will let it, it'll just keep rolling in like a freight train on the midnight hour. It just keeps on coming in and keeps on coming in and keeps on coming in and keeps on coming in. But you're going to have, some of you are going to have to say, you know what? My flesh be footed. I'll follow God. Amen. I will extol thee. I will bless thee. And I will praise thy name.